I did not feel the need to drink. Who in their right mind? It's like, I don't really care, to be honest. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. And it's just very ingrained in our society that it's completely normal to drink all the time. It's time to get loud. Welcome back to Loud Talk with Lavi, a podcast where we break down the walls of beauty standards one flaw at a time. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. If you're watching on YouTube, hi, it's nice to see you. I have not filmed a solo episode or even like actually any podcast episode in so long. I was traveling all of February and everything was like pre-recorded for everything we were posting on the podcast on the YouTube and Spotify and Apple. But yeah, I haven't sat down and filmed an episode in a while. Let's do like a little catch up first. So I did so much traveling in February. I was in New York with Hero Cosmetics, and then a week later I went to Montreal with CeraVe. And then I was home for a week, caught up on school, had like a few exams and assignments and stuff. And then I went to Paris for a week over my reading break. That was a school trip. So we actually went for a full week. It was all dual degree students. So I'm in a dual degree right now taking chemical engineering and business. So all the other students that went on the trip were also in an engineering and business major. And it was like literally the most amazing trip of my life. I need to go back to Paris ASAP because I loved it there so much. I did not want to leave. I was like bawling my eyes out at the airport. It was just such a good trip. So then I came back. I got sick because like we didn't do much sleeping in Paris. We were sleeping very, very little and we were just like running around doing stuff all day. And you know, between like the jet lag and the long flight home, I did get sick the week I got home, and now this week has just been catching up with school and trying to get my life back together, getting back into my workout routine, getting back into studying for school and midterms and all of that. So it has been a little bit of a hectic month, and that's why I haven't done a solo episode in so long. But I thought today would be the perfect opportunity to sit down as I'm feeling better. I'm getting back into the swing of things. And I thought the perfect thing for us to talk about today would be sobriety, which is, I don't know, like a topic that I don't really talk too much about on social media. But I thought it might make for a good episode, and since it's actually been a year since I stopped drinking alcohol, so I thought it would be cool to sit down, do an episode on kind of my thoughts and everything that I've learned throughout the year, everything I've kind of discovered, and how it's affected my body physically, mentally, emotionally, everything. Like every single effect that not drinking anymore has had on me, I'm gonna walk through it all today. And I think to start this off, let's talk about kind of my experience with alcohol in the past. And the reason I'm starting with this is because the number one lesson I learned when I tell people why I stopped, like that I stopped drinking alcohol, the number one assumption people have with you is that you used to have a drinking problem. I feel like it's the only drug out there that if you say, hey, I don't do this drug, people assume it's because you had an issue with it, which I find so insane, because it's like if someone asked you, do you do heroin or like something, some crazy drug, and you said no, they wouldn't assume you were an addict before. But I just feel like with alcohol, there's this difference like in the social appearance of it, the fact that it's supposed to be a social thing and it's very, very normalized, that when you don't drink, it's kind of like weird or it's not normal. So people assume that there's a huge reason behind it. So no, to just preface this episode, I did not have a drinking problem before. And to kind of talk about, you know, my experience with like alcohol before, I would say was very familiarized with alcohol growing up. My parents never like hid it or, you know, kept it super strict with me and my brother. We always knew what alcohol, we knew what alcohol tasted like, but they also, you know, I think made it such a comfortable space that me and my brother didn't really have like a super attractive like flavor towards alcohol. It wasn't something that like I was like, can't wait to turn 18 so I can go buy my own alcohol because I need to like, you know, sneak it around my parents or any of that. Like, it literally was never anything like that. The alcohol was not locked up. It was just like sitting on the counter. And I think because it was so like open and out there, it didn't make for like me growing up to be like, oh my gosh, I really can't wait to like hit the age where I can try. And if you don't know, where I live, the legal drinking age is 18, so that's like, you know, when you can start buying alcohol. And of course, like at the high school I went to and everything, like people started drinking in high school. It happens everywhere, house parties, all of that. And I just never had like an interest for it really growing up. Especially in high school, all the parties I would go to, I would always drive. I would not want to drink at the parties, and a lot of my friends that I like had in my circle also didn't drink, so that helped. We would always have parties and get-togethers and stuff, but none of us would drink. And I think that really instilled this thought in me that, you know what, I don't need alcohol to have fun. And I don't want this episode to come off like as if, you know, if you do need alcohol, you are less than, or you need to fix that, because it's not, you know, everyone has different comfortabilities, everyone has different, like, social levels, and all of that. So for me, I'm a very extroverted person, so I just felt like, for me personally, I did not feel the need to drink to have fun. And the group that I was surrounded by, you know, was also in this mindset, and we just had so much fun together. We would have like dance parties and get together every weekend and really party it up, but we would not drink. And then of course, like, I turned 18 and then I dabbled with like alcohol. I would go out to the club like every weekend because I love to dance. That's one of my favorite things. But I remember I'd like literally go and get one drink just for like the entry, and then I'd drink water all night because I was so thirsty for how much dancing I was doing. So that was kind of like my favorite thing to do. I could totally have fun without it and didn't really feel like I needed it. But of course, like, I just feel like as a society, there's this pressure that like you need to drink, and especially at like a social event where you're out somewhere and it's like, you know, a club or a bar or even like a house party, like it's weird if you're not drinking and it's a social event. So anyways, like, I had like a regular relationship with alcohol. I would, you know, go out like with my friends, we would get some drinks, I'd go out to parties, we'd have some drinks, all of that. I'd order a cocktail with dinner, whatever, like the usual. Would go to like all-inclusive, you know, have my fair share of liquor there, like whatever, pretty normal. But, and there were two main drivers, honestly, for why I decided to stop drinking. And it didn't start off like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna stop drinking forever. It literally started off for me as like, let me see if I can like just cut this out for a month, because I wanted to see how it would affect my skin. Let me explain. So I struggle with acne. I have like hormonal based acne. If you guys haven't been watching for a while, if you're new to the podcast, I struggle with hormonal and cystic acne. And because of that, there's so many things that affect my skin, because it's just such a complex skin condition, down to what I eat, how much I sleep, my stress levels, alcohol intake, sugar intake, exercise, environment, like literally so much impact. And I was just trying to see like, okay, what could change with this? And at this point, I had just come off of like the worst like acne I'd ever had in my life, cystic acne all over my face. And I was just trying to like narrow down, okay, like what could be affecting this? And I was like, I'm just gonna try and cut like everything that could be possibly, you know, affecting my skin. And one easy thing that I saw right away that I could cut out was alcohol, because one, I didn't have like a huge attachment to it. One thing that's harder for me, I would say, is like sugar intake, because I have the worst sweet tooth. So like alcohol for me was like, whatever, like I can cut this out for a month and just see what happens. Because what I noticed is every time I would drink, I would break out. Like the next day I would break out, like little breakouts or whatever, and my skin would look so dehydrated and everything. Like, we all know alcohol is not good for your skin, it's not good for your body, all of that. We know that. We've always been told that. But I would always break out, and I found that anything that like passed through my liver would cause me to break out. Same if I took like Tylenol while I was sick, I would break out. Like, it was just this like cycle, right? And I was like, okay, I'll cut out alcohol and I'll see like if it affects my skin at all. And obviously there's like added benefits to cutting it as well, which I want to get into. So the first being, I knew that I wasn't really seeing like the benefit of me buying a drink, spending money on it, if I wasn't really seeing like a benefit out of it. Because in my head, I'm like, if I get one drink, I will feel so tired, because alcohol puts me to sleep like that. Like, literally, if I have one drink, I'm so tired. I literally, all I want to do is just go to bed at 9 p.m. That is it. So I literally will become the biggest party pooper. But if I don't drink, I have the world's highest energy levels. And the amount of times I go out with friends and I'm like bouncing off the walls and they're like, how much did Lavinia drink tonight? And then one of my close friends or my boyfriend or I will say, like, actually I don't drink at all. So it's just kind of funny how, like, my energy kind of compensates so much for that. So it's like I don't really need alcohol to do that. And if anything, if I do drink, that kind of brings my energy down and I won't be as fun, you know. So that's kind of what I found. So I'm like, you know what, I'm not really seeing a huge benefit out of this, so I don't think it'll be really hard for me to cut it out. Anyway, so let's just do it. A month passes by and I can tell you right away, like, did not even notice, did not even think of it. And the one thing that I also saw as an added benefit immediately was the fact that I didn't really need to necessarily explain myself. And what I mean by that is, leading up to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm gonna cut this out, I would go out with friends and I would say, yeah, I'm not drinking tonight. And immediately the response is like, oh, come on, just have a drink, like, don't bring down the vibe, like, you're ruining the energy, whatever. So then it's like this pressure of like, oh, I need to drink or else, like, I'll be judged, blah blah blah. As soon as I told people I don't drink, period, they couldn't do that, because, like, who in their right mind, like, a decent person is not going to pressure you into having a drink if you say I don't drink at all, you know? That's kind of like a no-no. Like, if someone says I don't do this, period, you're not gonna, like, try and pressure them to do it. But if, you know, there's the kind of that leeway where I'm like, oh, I'm just not drinking tonight, maybe next weekend, like, whatever, like, then there's more room for that. And that was an added benefit immediately, because it's like the response in people changed so drastically from like, come on, why aren't you doing this, to, oh, that's kind of cool, actually. And then, you know, they typically ask, like, why is that, or good for you. Like, that's kind of the response. Like, it completely changed 180 from when I just, like, was casually drinking to I'm not drinking at all anymore. And that, like, response changed so drastically. So I found that really, really interesting as kind of an added benefit. And as the months went on, like, you know what, the month ended, this was last year in February, so the full month went by and I was like, I didn't even notice that I stopped drinking for a month. So then I was like, okay, let's see, like, if I can just make this a part of my lifestyle from here on out. I don't know when the end date will be to this. I was like, let's just see. And let me tell you, like, the benefits I saw are so worth it, in my opinion. And again, this is just my opinion. I'm not making this episode to tell you, like, you should stop drinking, but I'm making this episode for anyone who feels like me and is, like, considering it. And I'm just sharing my experience, honestly, and kind of documenting it also for myself on this podcast. So immediately I noticed, one of the best things was saving money, because let me tell you, a non-alcoholic drink is much cheaper than an alcoholic drink, and you can still go out and get, like, a little cute drink. Like, my go-to is a ginger beer. I love a ginger beer, and I don't even care, like, that it's non-alcoholic, or I'll get myself a mocktail, you know, like, you can still do all that, but it doesn't necessarily have to have alcohol in it. And then the second thing is I can drive myself home whenever I want in the night. That was such a big plus, because I feel like the worst thing, at least in my head, is, like, going out, you know, having a couple drinks and, like, having to coordinate a ride and having to Uber and it's late, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can literally drive anytime. I can also make sure all my friends are home safe. I'm always the designated DD now, which now, like, you know, you can look at that both ways, like, as a plus or a minus. But I feel like, you know what, if I'm helping all my friends get home safe, like, that's fine for me. So I can always drive, I can do all that, and there's no, like, stress around coordinating rides or anything. And I can also just, like, get up and go if I'm not feeling the vibe and drive myself home and get to bed early, which I love to do. So that was the first thing. The second thing, which I'll get into, good segue here with the sleeping, is because whenever I would go out and drink, I just felt like I was throwing the next day away. Because whenever I go to bed late, which is usually associated with, like, going out and partying, I feel so, like, tired and, like, hungover the next day, no matter how much I drink. I could drink nothing and I feel that way. My head hurts, my eyes are watering, my face is inflamed. Like, getting sleep past 2 for me is such a no-no because I just don't feel good at all. And there is science proving, like, there's facts out there proving that, you know, quality of sleep goes down, like, later in the night. You know, you get that best quality sleep when you're going to bed earlier, like, 9, 10 p.m. As soon as you're going to bed, like, 1, 2 a.m. in the morning, you're just not getting that same type of sleep. And I feel the effects so, so much of my body instantly. So I felt like when I was cutting down drinking, it was kind of cutting down my times of, like, staying out super late on the weekends, which would also help with my sleep and all of that, and regulating my body more to a more consistent regular sleep schedule, which in turn helps my hormones, helps my body, helps inflammation, all of that. So that really was a big plus for me. And I'm not saying I never go out now. I go out, like, I you know, have some late nights sometimes, like in Paris. I, like, enjoy myself. We went out, we stayed up late every single night, but that's, like, different. That's, like, you know, a once in a while occasion. I just feel like on a more regular basis, I like getting my sleep, and that's something I'm prioritizing a lot more now rather than before. So that was something that I really, really enjoyed right away, is that my sleep quality was going up on the weekends and I was just enjoying that more. I became more of a morning person on weekends rather than, like, a late night person, because 9 o'clock hits and, guys, I am exhausted. I just want to go to bed. I'm so, so tired. So it's very hard for me to stay out late. And if I'm already going to go out, the one thing that I don't want to add to make me more tired is a drink. So if I just stay sober, you know, grab a sugar-free Red Bull or a ginger beer or even some sparkling water, I am ready to party for that night, on a Friday night or whatever it is. So those were, like, the two major effects that I saw right away, in terms of, like, health. The next thing, though, that I want to talk about is, like, the perception of others. And like I mentioned, we have a guest, actually. It's Mr. Spark. Spark, what would you like to say to the people? Okay. Is, like, that perception of people. I've gotten a very mixed response ever since I quit drinking. Half the people will be like, oh, good for you, this is amazing, it's awesome that you can do this and still have fun and not rely on alcohol to have a good time. And then the other half is like this almost shaming type attitude, where it's like, where people will project their own insecurities onto me in a way and say, like, things like, oh, you're ruining the vibe, or you're bringing down the mood, or you're making me feel bad about drinking. And it's like, I don't really care, to be honest. I don't really care if you drink, I don't really care if you don't drink, I don't really care if you get, like, I don't care, you know, like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, because I'm not judging you for having a drink that night. I'm not. If that's what makes you feel good and that's what makes you feel comfortable and that's what's going to make you have a good time, go for it. At the end of the day, like, that's your life and this is mine, and this is what I'm choosing for me to have a good time, because I know I'm gonna be a lot more fun for not just myself but everybody here if I'm not drinking. So I found that really interesting, how people kind of project that and kind of try to make you feel bad for making them feel bad, if that makes sense. So that was a very, very interesting kind of, you know, realization I found. And I've had this happen with so many people. I've had this happen at family functions where it's like, oh, like, when you're killing the mood, like, you're not invited next time. Or I've had this happen with friends and they're like, you know, well, I hope you don't make me feel bad for drinking, or look at me different. It's like, people really try to make these types of situations about them, and at the end of the day, I'm just doing what I think is best for me, and not only from, like, a health perspective, but also just from, like, a money perspective, from a enjoying myself perspective, because, like, why would I spend money on something that is just gonna make me tired and it's just gonna make me feel so shitty the next day when I can just have a good time regardless and move on, you know? But I think there's this, like, envy and there's this like disappointment in people when they hear that, because they're just so pressed about the fact that I can have fun without alcohol and they can't. And I'm not saying that, like, if you have a drink, that's bad. No, I'm not saying that at all. I literally do not care. I don't judge people for drinking. It's just my personal choice, and I just find that projection so interesting. And that's definitely been one of the, like, downsides of this, but it's also been really eye-opening and kind of seeing how people treat me now and if people kind of have a different perspective. I've noticed even at parties, trying to make, like, you know, friends and meet new people, it really starts to differentiate who's like the person that just wants to take a shot with you and have fun, and who's the person who actually wants to get to know you and have a conversation. And like I said, like most of these settings that I'm in, people are like, I'm very much like the energy raiser. Is that even a term? Like, I bring up the energy. I'm very, very extroverted. I have, like, a endless, like, battery of just, like, feeding off people's energies. So, for me, I feel like, if anything, I'm bringing the vibe up. But it's those people who kind of internalize that and decide to make you the reason that their vibe is down. So, that's kind of an interesting perspective that I've realized. My favorite thing, honestly, to do is not mention anything. Have my drink in my hand, my ginger beer, my non-alcoholic, my mocktail, whatever I'm having. And when people are like, Lavinia, how much did you have to drink? You're like bouncing off the walls. I'm like, literally nothing. And then my favorite is seeing their response, because a lot of the times it's just really funny because people just don't expect that. But I think it's just an interesting perspective of like, how society kind of operates too. And I've talked a little bit about this on TikTok, but I feel like people will always judge you for doing what's right for you. And I find that so, like, insane. It's like, I've noticed this even with my diet changes that I've made the past few months. You know, I've completely changed my fitness routine. I've changed my meal structure. I've just tried to implement a more overall, like, well-rounded lifestyle of making sure I'm moving every day, making sure I'm getting the nutrients I need, making sure I'm getting 8 hours of sleep a night. And then the judgment that came with that was something I wasn't expecting, and it's kind of similar to what I saw with this change in me not drinking, because I saw so many people instantly judge me for doing what's right for me. And they do this because they feel like insecure in themselves for the fact that they are upset that you're doing it, because it's making them remind themselves that they should also be doing this. Not saying like you should be not drinking or should be eating this, and I'm just saying like you should be doing certain things that make you feel good. And I think judging someone else for making the best decisions for themselves is really weird. It goes the same with career decisions, and for myself running a business, like I've seen it time and time again, people will judge me for that and say like, oh, like, or have prejudgments of me and all that, and not really get to know me much further than that. And I just think that we live in a very judgy world, and people project a lot and put that on you. And I think with alcohol, it's such a cultural thing, because even like I went back home to Romania this summer, and when I told my grandparents I don't drink, I thought they were going to have a heart attack, because my grandma was like, what? And then my uncle started going off about how you need to have one drink a day, like to, you know, stay healthy, and it'll like kill all the bacteria and all this stuff. And I think just like all those like, you know, old school remedies and everything like that. And it's a very cultural thing, and I understand that. And it's just very ingrained in our society that it's completely normal to drink all the time. I just think sometimes it's taken to such extremes. Like, I don't know why we need to go out every weekend and get like hammered, you know, and spend all this money, and why that's like what's cool, but then when you don't drink, that's like not cool. I don't know, it's very interesting. I think I've come along a lot of people who do appreciate me when I say I don't drink, and actually see the reason why and actually try to understand me more. But then there's also the people who just make that prejudgment and immediately say like, oh, you're so lame, or now you're just making me feel bad. But I think if you are in the position where, like me, you're kind of considering cutting drinking, you just have to do what's best for you, and you just have to remind anyone who kind of steps in your way that you're just doing what is best for you. And if they have an issue with it, that's kind of on them. Like, you need to just make it very clear that like them drinking does not have anything to do with this. You don't care what they do. This is just for you, because you know that this is going to impact your life in a better way. And now that we've been doing this for a year, I can say I don't really miss it. I did have a glass of wine in Paris, because I'm like, I need to see, I'm going to Paris, I need to see what this wine is all about. And obviously there, it's a very cultural thing to share a glass of wine over dinner. Honestly, I had my glass of wine and I'm like, I could have been very good without this. Was it good? Sure. But for me, I also don't really like taste the difference too much between like non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages. Like, I mean, I love a good non-alcoholic wine, just like if I'm feeling a wine that night, and I just don't really need like the alcohol in there, if that makes sense. So Yeah, don't miss it at all. I don't know how long it's gonna be that I like don't drink for, but it's been a very interesting year of kind of realizing what the effects have been on my body. I think it's helped me so much with stepping into a more regular sleep schedule. I think it's helping my skin because I know alcohol breaks me out. It's also just helping me stick to my values more and not letting other people judge me, which I think was an amazing way to continue growing in that aspect. I mean, it's a lot of what I talk about on social media in terms of your skin and everything, and beauty standards, but I think this kind of goes outside those lines. And I think so much of the time we spend so much of our life and so many of our decisions that we make based on what other people think of us. And I was doing that for so long too. I would get dragged into it and be like, oh, like, okay, I'll have a drink tonight or whatever. And as soon as I put my foot down and really stuck to my values, I was able to see the benefits out of it. And at the end of the day, anyone who judged me was a really eye-opening experience for that too, because it let me know a lot more about that person and how they perceive me, but also how they perceive themselves and the situation around. So that was really eye-opening. And I think if there's anything in life that you want to do that you're a little scared to do or you feel like you're going to be judged to do, I say do it. And I have a whole episode on this, but I really talked a lot about living in the fear of regret rather than living in the fear of judgment. And I think once you shift your mindset to that and just start doing things out of the goodness for your life, because at the end of the day, you know, the effects that I'm gonna see with my body and my mental health and my emotional health and physical health from not drinking is only going to affect me. You know, that is not going to affect anybody in the outside who might have an opinion on me not drinking. So I think that's so important to remember that. And if I saw those negative effects on my body, those negative effects are not being applied to anybody else but me. So I have to make the conscious decision of like, what's best for me and what can I do to eliminate that? And that was such an easy decision for me because I wasn't seeing like, the cost was much higher than the benefit for me in this situation, right? I was spending money, I was like waking up so tired, I was feeling so tired even when I was out and just wanted to go home, versus, you know, not spending the money on the drink, having so much energy to party all night and feeling great the next day to be productive and do my work. And I guess with that being said, like, as I said, like, cutting out alcohol made a more consistent sleep schedule. But not only that, what I noticed too is in this past year, I have been more strict about my sleep. I'll kind of tie this into this episode here. And when I tell people, you know, I'm not going to stay out late tonight, I'll leave around 11. Sometimes it is met with like, ugh, like Lavinia always goes to bed early, or like, you know, like you can't just like stay out late. Like, what's the big deal? You have to make the decisions that are best for you. And for me, I work on weekends. I work every single weekend. There's not a weekend where I don't work. And for me to be able to do that, for me to be able to work full-time as an influencer and do 6 courses in school and run a brand and all of this, I need to be up early to start getting my stuff done. You know, we have meetings for 9 to 5 at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. Typically, I like to get up a bit before that. Like, I don't want to go to bed at 2 a.m. on a Friday night to be super tired the next day, especially when the weekend, like, I want to be recharged and re-rested for the week. So that's been a huge thing, and just kind of setting those boundaries, I think, is really important. And that's one of the biggest lessons that a year of sobriety has taught me, is that you have to set those boundaries with yourself and the people around you. And it's hard at first, because I felt really judged, you know, saying, yeah, I'm going to bed at 9 p.m. Or I felt really judged saying, I'm not drinking tonight. Or actually, I'm going to eat this instead. Or I can't come to this because I have to go to the gym today. Like those, or I have to work today. Whatever it was that I was trying to prioritize in my life, I felt judged. And I still do to this day. But it's just that constant reminder that I need to prioritize my thoughts and my values and my priorities. You need to prioritize your own priorities sometimes. And not saying that, you know, I don't make time to go out. Like, literally just a few weeks ago, we went out for my friend's birthday. We did stay out till like 2 a.m. But I'm making that more of like a sparse, spaced out event rather than a weekly occurrence. And some people, you know, work better going to bed late and waking up later. For me, I know how that affects my body, and I like a consistent sleep schedule. I've seen the effects of going to bed at 9 p.m. and I felt so much better. I feel like my stress levels have gone down. I feel like I am just a lot more productive throughout the day, and I've just seen all of those effects on just getting that consistent sleep and not getting such a drastic change in my sleep schedule during the week compared to the weekend. Like, you know, I wake up at 6 every day on the weekend, and I wake up at 6 every day on during the week, and then on the weekend, like, I'm trying to be up by, like, 8. I don't want to sleep until 10, and I'm also someone who needs lots of sleep, like, 8 hours minimum of sleep, so I also can't be out here, like, going to bed at midnight and waking up at 6. I am, like, non-functional at that point. I need more sleep than that to get me through my day and all that, because when 9 p.m. hits, my eyes are literally closing. I'm so tired from, like, my day, because my days are typically pretty packed. So yeah, I've just seen those benefits of, like, kind of reinforcing to choose myself and be clear in what I want. And I think from here on out, like, I don't think that drinking will come back as, like, a regular part of my life really ever, because I just don't see the benefit in it for myself. Am I saying I will never have a drink again? No. Like, it's just, I think, especially in my case, I don't think there is this set, like, restriction of, like, I can never touch alcohol ever again in my life. It's just not something that's going to be part of my lifestyle. And by that, I mean, you know, I'm not going to order a drink with my dinner. I'm not going to do this and this and this. I'm not going to go out drinking, but that doesn't mean, like, I can't be around it. But yeah, I just mean, like, it's not going to be part of my regular lifestyle. And I just don't think that in the future that will really change, at least for now. Who knows, right? Like, who knows what the future holds, but at least from now, from the benefits I've seen this past year, how it's affected my health, my emotional, and even just, like, as I said, strengthening the ability to stand up for myself in those situations, I think have been benefits that so outweigh the cost for me. And the costs were already outweighed from the start, so now it's just even more enforced. But if you have a similar perspective to me, I'd love to hear your opinion. And even if you don't, like, let's just chat about this conversation. The one thing that I find so interesting and I want to hear your thoughts on are the whole ideas of, like, people projecting kind of their own thoughts on things onto you and kind of judging you for doing what's best for your body, and the best decision for your life. So let me know down below in the comments, if you're watching on YouTube, sound off and let me know, what are your thoughts on this? But yeah, that is my 1 year journey. Those are kind of the experiences I've had the past year, and it's been a lot of the reoccurring, like, I feel like I have the same conversations with people of either, like, really, really good or really, really bad, so I thought I'd sit down and just kind of share that, and also just share my perspective. A year later, I don't miss drinking at all. I don't even think about it. It's not something that I'm like, oh, like, I stuck this out for a year, like, can't wait to get back into it. Like, no, like, this has just become my lifestyle, and I literally do not miss it one bit. So that was definitely the right decision for me to make. But yeah, it definitely has, you know, impacted my health. I think also one of the biggest things I see on TikTok, and it's so funny when people see that I have acne, they're like, you need to cut out drinking, like, you shouldn't be drinking alcohol. And I'm like, I literally don't. So that's so funny that people just make these assumptions without knowing you. And that's another lesson right there, that people will make prejudgments without even getting to know you. So it's so important to just, like, know who you are and stick to that and not let all this other noise come in from the outside. But yeah, that is, I think, it for this episode. A little bit of a shorter one today. I think that's all I wanted to cover. I'll have a guest back on next week for a bit of a longer episode. I'm really excited for the guests I'm gonna have on, actually, these next couple weeks. We have some good guests this season, in season 2 of Loud Talk. So excited. But thank you guys so much for sitting down and listening and chatting with me for this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to give this video a thumbs up, and also comment down below what you want to hear next, what you want to talk about, your thoughts on this podcast episode, literally anything you want to say, sound off in the comments below. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, make sure to give the podcast a 5-star rating. It would really, really mean the world to have your support there. Anyways, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Loud Talk with Lavi, and I will see you, and you'll hear from me in the next one. Bye, guys. Say bye, Sparky.